Personal Finance Edition. My name is Olivia and I'm here with my co-host Rashmi to talk about socially responsible investing.
So socially responsible investing is investments that reflect the social values which are influenced by current or social and political trends.
There's risk because if those social values change, there's a potential of impacting the performance of your investments tied to those values.
But overall, it focuses on sustainable and community-oriented management practices.
So there's two different ways that you can get involved with socially responsible investing, negative and positive screening. So to start, negative screening is the idea of avoiding owning securities sold by companies that you personally don't see socially beneficial. So for example, if you're against animal testing for various products, you would avoid companies that do that and instead look for investments in other areas.
Yeah, and positive screening is when you actively support the companies that implement these positive and social environmental policies. For example, if you are against carbon emissions, you might want to go for Tesla, who is definitely environmental friendly because they focus on electric-based vehicles.
Right. So there's a lot of historical context that explains why this has become such a big deal and why so many people are involved in socially responsible investing.
Yeah, so the context for this is that in the 1960s, and there was a lot of social movements like women's rights, civil rights, and even the anti-war movement. And so a lot of the investments were driven by social causes because a really great way of protesting is taking advantage of the economy at that time.
Right. If people were able to make investments or take out investments and financially harm companies, they could make their voices heard and protest in a unique way. For example, Martin Luther King Jr.'s activism highlighted companies opposing civil rights as socially irresponsible. So for example, if a lot of people took out their investments from those companies, they would suffer financially and they would be forced to reconcile with the things that his activists and activism was proposing.
Yeah, and kind of talking about the historical context, it also kind of explains what socially responsible investing is overall, because as you can see from this example, it tends to mimic political and the social climate of the time. So going back to the risks, if a certain social value does fall out, you know, those investments may suffer.
Yeah, and that's why you need to fully understand the values you want to focus on. You don't want to be trying to participate in socially responsible investing for values that may change very rapidly if they're connected to constantly shifting political climates or something like that. Instead, you should be focusing on environmental, social, or religious opinions that you have and you know you will hold for a long time. Because we also see investing as more of a long-term game, and you want to make sure your socially responsible investments are aligned with your other investments as well.
Yeah, and the socially responsible investing kind of falls under this bigger category called green economics, which is obviously the environmental aspect of this. So it basically creates a balance between human economic activities and nature.
So green economies cover various sectors, including alternative energy, sustainable farming, and environmental regulations.
Yeah, and different groups define this different ways. For example, the ICC, or the International Chamber of Commerce, describes it as a system where economic growth aligns with environmental care, which fosters social progress.
On the other hand, the UNEP, United Nations Environment Program, defines a green economy as a low-carbon, resource-efficient, and socially inclusive program for investments.
Yeah, and this field is also linked to ecological economics, which is advocating for sustainable practices, but on a political perspective.
Right, and both fields value natural resources and emphasize sustainability and justice, which is where your personal moral values and your religious values tie into green economics. Even though it says green in the name, it's not just about the environment.
Correct. But there's also some criticism of green economics. It's not always great. So a lot of critics argue that the efforts to separate economic growth from environmental harm have a lot of limited success because most economic growth relies on non-renewable resources.
Right, and it's very difficult to transition to renewable energy. For a lot of companies, it seems nearly impossible just because of how long these practices have held and the sudden change that many people are striving or hoping that companies will strive for.
Yeah, for sure. And if we're really thinking about, like, these huge companies that really preach environmental sustainability, like Tesla, like we talked about, their production still relies on coal and gas to produce these cars.
Mm-hmm. And critics also argue that green economies focus too much on technological solutions, benefiting companies with advanced technology, which is not inclusive of various other markets that could also be a part of this.
Right. But there's also a lot of related concepts, not just green economics. For example, there's green technology, which is innovations aiming to reduce human environmental impact, which spans alternative energy, sustainable farming, and wildlife conservation.
Right, and there's also a concept called the Green Revolution, where agricultural innovations that boost productivity but increase pollution and resource consumption are focused on.
And then there's Green Paradox, which is a theory by Hans Wernersen, suggesting that policies to reduce fossil fuel might accelerate their exploitation in the short term due to anticipated future restrictions.
And as you can tell, a lot of this is very based on your personal beliefs. And there's also the possibility of being a socially responsible investor without focusing on any of these specific concepts and just looking at your investments and either using positive or negative screening for various sectors.
What do you think our future is going to look like? Do you think we're going to go towards the more green economic side, or are we going to stay towards the more natural resources side?
I feel like there's a lot of tension right now, but I do believe that a lot of governments are hoping to implement policies and regulations that promote green economics. And I feel that a lot of individuals, especially younger generations, are hoping to see that change. So in the future, though it will be a long process, I would expect a shift towards green economics.
For sure. I think with global warming being a really prevalent issue, especially right now, and people are clearly seeing the effects of it, I think that there's definitely going to be a more active effort to push for it. But again, it definitely will take time because, as we've talked about before, we are heavily reliant on natural resources.
And of course, this is where we tie back to that criticism that green economics focuses too much on finding technology to replace it, and it's not inclusive of other alternatives that might exist. So perhaps there's still much more research and development to be done to shift towards green economies.
Yeah, for sure. So if you guys are considering investing in, you know, or being part of this green economics type of movement, you definitely have to keep in mind that it's a long process and it's definitely a long-term investment. You will not be a millionaire overnight by investing in this.
Right. Well, that's all for today's episode of Community Corner Podcast, Personal Finance Edition.